The vessel God uses is near. The vessel God uses is empty. You can't use a full vessel. The vessel has to be empty. It has to be poured out, not full of other stuff.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
This is a brand new message series from Pastor Rogers entitled, Now Open. This is part one from that series entitled, Chosen Vessels. Let's go into the message today with Pastor Rogers.
But I can tell you, as a small boy growing up, I didn't want to be the last one standing in line when they picked out how many was going to be on this team and who was going to be on this team. I'll just admit it. When you weren't a good player like me, when my father had to sit in the bleachers and look out there at the baseball game and hear the sounds of people sitting up there saying, there's that blonde-haired kid again. He can't hit. It was that day I knew, do not try out for the MLB. I haven't chosen you to be in the MLB. And some folks have said, well, why didn't your mom and dad let you have the florist business? They sold it and went down the road. It's because I was not meant to be in the florist business. Well, what about when you were selling those crackers in the Lance truck and all that kind of stuff? Because that was only temporary. Well, what about when you were a firefighter? Well, that was only temporary. Everything he was doing was a process to get me to stand in front of you this morning and tell you, if the world rejects you, God still chooses you. Tell them I'm chosen right out loud. Just touch two or three people and tell them I'm chosen. Yeah, I'm chosen. You may not have chose me to be in the club. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad you don't have to pay your dues in order to get into this country club? I got news for you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a club. This is not some organization like the Lions or the Kiwanis. This is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God said, I got my eye on you. And no matter what you've done and where you've been, I'm still choosing you to be mine. Ooh, just hit yourself in the chest and say, I'm chosen. Amen. Yeah, 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 you've been chosen. You've been chosen. Hey, look around this room just a little bit and see if you see another you. If you don't see another you, ladies and gentlemen, guess what? You're the only you there is. Furthermore, you have that, but what does that mean? That means you have no competition. So stop trying to compare your gift with somebody else's gift. If God wanted them, he'd have chose them. He wants you, and he chose you. Hallelujah. That means I don't belong to the devil. He chose me. I belong to God exclusively. I've been wholly set aside for the purpose of God. I don't care where that takes me. I've still got to be God's chosen vessel because I don't know when my life may be poured out into somebody else. I'm preaching right now. That's the reason why I can't take this vessel just anywhere and go anyplace, do anything with just anybody. I'm preaching right now. That's the reason why I can't hang out over there with you because you're not going in the direction I'm going. I'm sorry, I love you, all that kind of stuff. Like. But I got to go this direction because I've been chosen by God and I can't waste my stuff. I said I can't waste my stuff fooling around with somebody who don't want to go in the direction of God. Why, Pastor? Because I've been chosen, that's why. I love all of y'all and all that kind of stuff, but I know what God's called me to do. I couldn't go back to the firehouse and do that if I wanted to. I am too old. I've been chosen. I don't need to compete with you. Somebody said, I don't believe that you ought to be the pastor. I don't care. God didn't consult you when he chose me. And God is not going to consult with the devil when he puts his hand on you or on your child or on your grandchild. When he gets ready to choose them, no devil in hell can stop the choosing of God. Woo! I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but I think I'm talking to somebody. Tell somebody around you, I'm chosen now. and tell them the devil can't do nothing about it. Come on, come on. I said the devil can't do nothing about it. Neither can anybody else. Pastor, that's arrogant. No, it's confidence. If I didn't have that mindset of confidence, I shouldn't be standing in front of you. But I know whom I have. I know where my strength comes from. Because I am merely the vessel. You have to have a distinction between the container and the content. Some folks are so preoccupied with the container, and they forget, unless there's something in the container, there is no value to the container. Come on, somebody. I don't know if you believe that or not. I don't know if you believe that or not. As long as there's water, as long as there's water, who wants this? Who wants this? Nobody wants this. Now, it's chosen, but it only gets its value when there's something in it. Otherwise, it's good for nothing. In fact, not even the landfill wants it. Come on, somebody. You're chosen for a purpose. The vessel, the person has to be chosen by God, but it needs value. That's the reason why that the scripture says in 2 Corinthians 4, verse number 7, but we have this treasure. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, in clay pots, in something that's normally useless. That's what God did to you when he created you. He said, you can't do this on your own. You're just the container, but I'm going to breathe into you and you will become a living soul ready to be used. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that doesn't mean that the day you get saved, everything's just going to happen. Now there's this maturing process. That's really where it gets tough, isn't it? Because I think I should be singing. I think I should be. And the moment you do that, you set yourself back in the process. Because now you're valuing the container above the content, and we got a problem because the content is the treasure in the earthen vessel. You have to make a distinction between the container and the contents. There's treasure in the earthen vessel. There's treasure, there's value that comes into the earthen vessel. The light that's in that lantern up there, understand this, God places the extraordinary anointing in ordinary vessels. You have to be chosen to carry something more valuable than the vessel. The vessel is valued by the contents it carries. If you don't want any water, I couldn't give it to you. But if you're thirsty, even a little drop, I like that. That's the reason why I'm not in the NBA either. Just a little drop of water. In fact, the Bible says of the rich man who found himself in hell, he said, if you could just let a little bit of water drop down here. Ladies and gentlemen, just a little something from God can make the difference, but you cannot place the container over the value of the contents. The light is in the lantern, and that is the purpose for which the lantern was made. The lantern is not the light. Come on, somebody. But the light is not the lantern. The Apostle John said in chapter number 1, when they started asking him, hey, are you the one that sinned? He said, I'm not that light. I just came to bear witness of the light that's coming, Jesus Christ. I'm just the vessel. I'm just the container. I'm not the light, but I have the light. I'm not the light, but I do have the light. Come on, somebody. Look. Look at your neighbor and tell him, I'm not it, but I've got it. Oh, yeah. God has an investment in the vessel, and he calls that investment the treasure. This treasure. Well, let me make sure you understand what that treasure is. That treasure is none other than Jesus Christ, the one who saved you, the one who chose you, the one who puts his spirit living on the inside of you. But who gets the privilege then to carry this treasure? Only those that are chosen. And you don't get to choose what kind of vessel you are. Because some vessels are only temporary. And some vessels are just common. But they're temporary. He said, listen, if you will stay in the process of maturity, when you grow up, you can move from this to this. But you got to stay. Here is a perfect example of something that was produced quickly, inexpensively, and is so common in our house that we will throw it away and buy something else. But something else that stayed on the wheel, got in the heat, formed up, and stayed around long enough to put some gold leaf around the top. That, my friend, is the maturing process that I speak of today. You're a chosen vessel, but who wants to stay a paper cup all of their life? And all the paper cups said amen. There is a process. There is a molding of the clay in order to be entrusted with this treasure. There are vessels, the Bible says, that are common in the house and vessels that are uncommon. Vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor. Now, that does not mean that they're not useful just because he calls them dishonor. It just means their value is not as much as something else. Not because they're not important to the kingdom and play their role. They just didn't stay in the process long enough to become something that is so fragile that you put it on the shelf and look at it as something valuable. The vessels are valued by the content. Here's what the book says in 2 Timothy chapter 2. In a wealthy home, there are dishes made of gold and silver, some of wood and clay. The expensive dishes are used for guests, and the cheap ones are used for the kitchen or to put garbage in. He said, if you want to be something that's up on the scale and be useful for something different other than being tossed aside after it's been used one time, oh, I want to be used one time? Or do you want to be used multiple times? I mean, the person who is used one time, and that's great. But I can tell you, nobody wants to stay in that position because that one gets thrown away after it's been used one time. Well, how can I be used more than that? I'm glad you asked. You got to stay on the wheel. You don't get like this by being pressed out of a machine. Somebody had to put their hands on this. Somebody had to carve it out. Somebody had to go in there and cut out things that weren't supposed to be. Are you getting this morning? Somebody had to carve it out of something that was at one point just nothing more than a shell, just glass particles put together. But somebody put their hands on it and started shaving away the things that didn't belong, so that when you look at the vessel now, it's nothing of what it looked like before. And yet it was chosen even in the state that it was in before it ever got there. Is anybody with me this morning?
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org. And I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.